A few things to report. After we had that inaugural meeting of the new governing board, we started getting the organizational structure in place. They are now on their own. I am a member of that board, just like the three vice presidents from the presidential team. However, they have their own person who is going to lead them, as well as the second in command and secretary. And I'm glad that they are very active, which basically means that the communication among the old levels of the party is becoming to provide results, in the sense that they all, I think, have and should have the sense of ownership or decision making regarding the strategy. Regarding the media, in addition to the first two appearances that I had, one was on the Face TV, the other one was on the Federal TV entity. Federation has its own public service. I had two more, actually, which was good. One was on the national television, and it was a chance to talk about my personal and our platforms for progress vision of the interpretation of the current political events in Bosnia-Herzegovina and what the future will bring to us. Everybody is interested in knowing whether the European Union will extend the invitation, will start actually the process of negotiating the terms of Bosnia-Herzegovina actually joining the European Union. That was in the media, the constant big question, whether the ruling coalition at the national level will be able to satisfy the watered-down requirements for starting the negotiation process. Negotiation usually means get in line with the standards of the European Union and bring about the laws that will ensure that Bosnia-Herzegovina joins the EU ready. Every time they ask me in the media about the process, what I think, if we will get the nod, the positive nod to start the process, and I kept telling them yes, because not because the ruling coalition did anything spectacular. They actually were able to satisfy three of the initial 14 requirements. Then the European Union watered it down to 8, and then watered it down to 1 + 4, 5, which is 5. And even that they haven't completed. And those that they have completed, the laws that they passed, were so superficial that I don't think that they will actually satisfy the intent behind it. But I said the European Union, because of Ukraine, because of Russia, because of the stand of Serbia, an influenced Russia may have over the Western Balkans, they will start the process regardless of whether we satisfy their initial conditions or not. And that really actually what happened a few days back. They indicated that they will make a positive recommendation on their meeting, I believe, on the 21st of March. Everybody is celebrating, the ruling coalition is celebrating, even though they have done nothing. Nothing to bring that opportunity to us. That happened due to external factors. And they, the laws that they actually were capable of bringing about were certainly insufficient. But nevertheless, they will claim the victory there. What I'm concerned about is that they are diminishing the role of state-level institutions so much that I am concerned that Bosnia-Herzegovina, even when it reaches European Union, will be a shell of itself, a shell of a country, with separatist forces managing to pull back the most relevant functions of the state back into the entities. That was well received, actually. And then I also had another appearance. This is on the television public service of the canton, Sarajevo canton. Interestingly, they are all in the same building, the entity, the country, and canton televisions. But this was via Skype because I came to the United States for a visit here this past Wednesday, and arrived at Wednesday at 10 p.m. and they offered me to be a guest on Thursday 8 a.m. Sarajevo time, which is 2 a.m. It was at that time 2 a.m. Charlotte time. So I arrived at 10 p.m. Came to the condo. Of course, you unpack, take shower, eat a little bit. You didn't sleep the night before, and the plane was at 6:10 a.m. from Sarajevo, so you don't sleep much the night before. You're 19 hours of traveling, and I had to stay awake for about 3 hours just to wait for that 2 a.m. Skype conversation. But I'm glad I did. It was a nice conversation. Again, similar questions and the positioning ourselves in that space, political space. So basically that meant that we had four appearances on almost every meaningful station, TV station in the country, in addition to many, many portals taking our press releases and then publishing them. So we really had a good run. Constantly active, both the Platform for Progress and my Facebook page, expressing opinions on many issues. And there are so many issues that sometimes I have to issue two, sometimes three posts or provide or offer or write Facebook posts, which are then sent to the media, which is not a good thing because you're putting one on top of the other and people don't have a chance to see the first one when the second one arrives. But there are so many things that are happening that you have to almost like mark your territory, basically provide an opinion so that nobody can say, well, later on, well, you said nothing. Well, we did. So it's a fine balance between the two. Too many or not enough. One is probably the best today. Sometimes it's two, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. We also had another meeting of the presidential governing board, where we looked at the election process, the start of the election process. So we need to come up we established a team that will guide us through the election process, both in terms of logistics, where we have to find people who will be on the election boards, but also finding the candidates, preparing the candidates for the campaign. We also engaged members of the presidency that are dealing with the strategic issues, programmatic issues, human resource issues, and that is another team that is being put in place in order to get us ready there. We also talk to the companies that own the billboards, and we selected the best places we would like to have our billboards, which is a significant departure from our past policy, where we basically didn't want to use the billboards, but then we realized that that's exactly still the way that most Bosnians receive information about the strength of political parties. You know, if they see somebody's face on 10 billboards, they think, well, it's a powerful person, that's a good candidate, whatever. Unfortunately. So we'll have to spend the money that we still have to, yet we are yet to find it. That is going to be interesting. The good thing is that there is a sense that we are back in business, that we are alive, that people are seeing the energy. People who basically got discouraged are coming back. And we have many such cases, people who are then again finding the way to contribute. So we need to sustain that. We need to also make sure that everybody pulls his or her weight and do the job that they are tasked with. Not everybody is pulling the equal weight, and that's something that's bothersome. It is more and more obvious, and it's a stark contrast between us and other parties. It is hard to even watch to what extent the politics in Bosnia have turned into interest game, their own party game, where the interest of the country is absolutely not on anybody's radar, and everybody's trying to pillage really that country, and didn't understand how we can really be there in this, as a sense of duty to do something to help the country. The people don't understand us, the fact that we don't have that personal interest, but we have the sense of responsibility. They look at us as Martians, really, as if we came from another planet. And it's hard to watch, hard to be part of it, hard to be so misunderstood. People don't believe you because you cannot be so good, so naive, so open, so honest. But that is what we are. We are seeing our ideas taken everywhere by everybody. We are seeing that they are following us, reading about us and what we say. And that is obvious from occasional chance encounters that I have with politicians from the other parties in the street. As I'm walking to the office and they are walking in the opposite direction, we stop by for 5, 6, 10 seconds. And it's always, they say something that indicates that they have seen, they've read what we had to say, which is interesting. Even the, there was one event that folk dance ensemble organized for the Independence Day of Bosnia-Herzegovina, March 1. And I attended that. I had the later a really nice post about what they've done, and I congratulate them, and they really, the organizers, appreciated it. But they put me in the third row. I didn't expect to be treated in any different way, different than others. So we arrived early. And when we arrived, it was almost full, but we were trying to find our space. Somebody spotted us and say, oh, please come here, you and your party, please come here to the third row. Later on, I noticed in the front, the high commissioner, the high representative, Mr. Schmidt, was there in the front row in the middle. as the guest of honor, as he should be, or should have been. It was interesting when he turned around. I was just sitting there and looking at everybody, including him, as he arrived. As he turned around to look at the crowd, and then his eyes locked on me and noticed me, and it was clear that he stopped. And then he just slightly nodded in my direction, like saying hi. And it was so interesting because I was critical of him lately. Was very critical of him, other than his initiative to start to introduce technical changes to the election law in order for the elections to become more honest and more fair, which I thanked him for that. But basically, that meant I interpreted as if he's reading what I had to say, or somebody's preparing a daily information report for him, what was said or done in the media. And that he didn't like it, but he was civilized enough to still say hi in a way that was hard even to perceive. But I was glad that at that point, I realized that what we say comes to him, and then he reads it as well. So from now on, it is really the battle has started. The election, it hasn't been announced. We cannot pay for any. We cannot campaign. Therefore, we cannot pay for anything that would promote the party. But it is obvious that the ruling coalition and the opposition parties have been in the campaign mode since the moment that the last election was over, and that will continue. Good thing is that we know what we need to do, and we'll see if we will be able to do it well. That's it for today.
What, do you find this newfound interest by the national media to start interviewing you, are the lines of questioning different than from in the past, limited as it was in the past? I'm just wondering if you sense they're realizing a sense of legitimacy as to what's going on.
Oh, what a great question. There are three phases in the relationship between the media and us, or me, me being... I started as an independent candidate. Initially, they really wanted to know who I am and what is it that I have to say, my take on the politics. Then when we had a turmoil inside, they all wanted to know about what's happening in the party. Am I really as bad as those who were bad-mouthing me or us were saying? Now it's different because I finally listened to the critics and started actually saying openly what I think about not only events but also people, not in terms of who they are as persons, as people, but their actions in the political space. And that somehow a little bit caught them by surprise, and I think they found it potentially more appealing to their audience, because they trained them, they educated them to appreciate people who will attack. And so I'm providing some aspects of it now, and suddenly that will be they I think they're finding that I might be of interest to their that might be of interest to their population, and that they're giving me a chance to actually do it. So I think that's this current stage. That's the phase. And that is why being even more followed by the portals and the traditional media. And I think that this is going to continue, this aggressive stand even more so in the future. Of course, there are people in the party who are basically saying, who are afraid of me being so vocal when it comes to the position, the ruling coalition, because some of them think that perhaps we will need their help in the future, or we'll need to work with them. And I said, so if that's how we start behaving, then we shouldn't even exist. We have principles, we have to stand by them. And the only thing we should do is to force everybody else to accept honest behavior of people who prefer knowledge in the interest of making the country the better place. So it's a great question, but I think that's why I'm becoming more popular, just because of that more aggressive stand.